हरिः ओम्. सो वि सा इन् दि लास्ट् वेबिनार् त्री प्रीनेटल् संस्कारास्. दे आर् नोन् एस् गर्भाधानं, पुंसुवनम् अण्ड् सीमन्तम् आर् सीमन्तोन्नयनम्. अण्ड् वि आल्सो मेन्शन्ड् देट् आल् दीस् आर् मेण्ट् फार् दि हेल्त् अण्ड् आल् रौण्ड् ग्रोत् आफ् द चैल्ड्, फिसिकल्, psychological, spiritual growth in the womb of the mother itself. And we understand the samskaras by looking at various angles. We saw that also partly. From the symbolic angle, for example, when we use a darbha grass, that is meant for sharpness, like a razor blade. Or when we use a seed or stem of trees, they symbolize fertility, pumsuvana. In that samskara, we use that. And in the Upanayana samskara, they ask the boy to stand upon a stone, Ashma Aropanam. That is for stability. Ashma Iva Sthirobhava. Ashma Iva, that's why they, that's the mantra. And from the physical health angle also, from the Ayurvedic angle, the food, etc. are prepared, meant for the well-being at that time. For example, health of the baby, health of the mother during Garbhadhanam, Pumsuvanam, etc. Obstetrics, care of baby before, during and after the birth. And also to request the Medha Shakti, Brahmacharyam during Upanayanam, all those things, they are all meant for the physical health angle. And there is a psychological angle also, that is a suggestion to the mind of the people. For example, it tells the child, Prajavan Bhava, the father whispers, in the ear of the child to influence the mind of the child. And also a scriptural angle, it is purely ritualistic, there is no logic but only faith, like a prayer. So there are all these four different angles. And in our tradition, we not only care for physical but also psychological and spiritual growth also of any person. Now, having seen the prenatal samskaras, now let us go into the postnatal samskaras today. And the fourth samskara is called Jata Karma. So before that, preparation for childbirth, that is also described in the scriptures. Around the time of delivery, this Garbhini Stri, this lady, should be taken to a place called Sutika Bhavanam, that's a birthing room. And how it should be built, with door opening in the east or north side, Vastu Vidya Visharadehi Pragdwara Uttaradwaram. There are mantras for all these. Room should be able to influence only positive thoughts in the mind of the mother. There is an auspicious time astrologically, with Vedic chanting, music on the glory of the Lord. Lady is taken to that room with a divine atmosphere. And the room should be taken care of by well-experienced ladies in childbirth. Being the most painful one, they should be encouraged so much to the pregnant lady. So, Vidvaneva Vidanati, a wise man alone knows how much effort is involved in gaining wisdom. Similarly, how it is, Nahi Vandya Vidanati Gurvim Prasava Vedana. As the Prasava Vedana, the pangs of pain of giving birth cannot be known by a Vandya Stri, a person who is not capable of giving birth to a child, as she cannot know. It is supposed to be so difficult. So then a special rite is performed for comfortable and smooth delivery called Soshyanti Karma, derived from the root Su. Su means Prasave. Mantras are given in the Atharvana Veda, prayers addressed to various devatas, to overcome the FTP syndrome. We know FTP, the kind of protocols. So here, there is FTP means fear, tension and pain for the mother when she gives birth to the child. So these are all the initial preparations before the childbirth. Actually, many times to give birth to the child, when the mother is ready to give birth, the father, he holds the knob of the door and recites some particular mantra from Aruna Prashnam. And that is supposed to help the delivery to be very safe and smooth. And then comes the child birth itself. And immediately after the birth of the child, the samskara or ritual done is called Jata Karma. So that is the fourth ritual we are talking about now. So the ritual done immediately after the birth of the child. So jate sati kriyamanaha karma jada karma. Or jatam putram drishtva kriyamanam karma is jada karma. It is done by the father of the child. He does that karma. Now the time of jata karma, that has two options also. It could be done immediately after the birth, or for any reason, if it could not be done at that time, it can be done on the 11th day along with Namakaranam. When they name the child, along with that, this can be done on the 11th day also. And now, what are the karmas involved and what are their purpose? Now, if you look at the purpose, they give a lot of example. For example, the ore of a metal. The ores are formed within the earth. And the metal is not in pure form in the ore. So we cannot use the ore directly after doing lot of samskaras alone to the ore, then only we can have the metal for any application. And another example given is, for example, if you want to grow a root like a beetroot or carrot or those kinds of roots, the kshetram has to be prescribed where the root can be grown, that could be prescribed. Then the seed should be sown and the plant comes up. Then we get various roots. Then we dig the root and purify it, and then only we can eat, we can use it for eating. Similarly, when they cut diamonds, there is a cutting samskara to cut the diamond in a particular angle. So even though all are available in nature, whether it is a root, whether it is diamond, whether it is any of metal, all of them are available in nature, they can be used only after removing the impurities. So that is a samskara. Similarly, mother is the kshetra, is the place in which the child grows. Father has sown the seed. The child grows in the kshetram, the womb, as the root. The child that comes is not in the pure form. It has to undergo a lot of processes to remove the natural doshas or natural impurities. So jata karma is only a purification process to remove the doshas, to remove the impurities, which are said in the Shastra as twofold. There are two types of doshas. One dosha is called garbhika dosham. Garbhat jatam garbhikam. Doshas related to the garbha itself. And the second dosha is called vaidika dosham, and that is bijat jatam vaidikam. The doshas related to the seed, the bijam. Since the child has been in the body of the father and mother, there must be doshas belonging to both of them, impurities belonging to both of them, which have to be purified. So jata karma is done. So jata karma is only a purificatory ritual for the doshas that are with the child when the child is born, accumulated from either father, mother or other ways. And what are the rites prescribed here? The important rite is called Nandi Shraddham. Nandi Shraddham is essentially a ritual to propitiate and seek the blessings of the ancestors. This karma is very, very important during the childbirth because it is believed that all the ancestors, they come to that house during the time of birth. Why they come there? It is a very, very happy affair for them because that is how the parampara, the lineage, is going to continue. Parampara vriddhihi. Sankaro narakayaiva kulagnanam kulasya cha patanti pitarohesham lupta pindodaka kriyaha. Krishna said, the Arjuna said in the first chapter. So pinda udaka kriyartham putraha apekshyante. The putras, the sons are necessary for pinda udaka kriyas, for offering the pinda and the waters. So if a son is born, the pitrus are happy, ancestors are happy, since they get food and water. So they visit that house where the child is going to be born, and so special rites are done to receive them. That is called Nandi Shraddham. And then the father is supposed to take the baby in the lap after the baby is born, and another prayer for the welfare is the prayer is made. And what is that prayer? The father is now holding the baby on his lap, and this is how he prays. Angad angad sambhavasi, hridayat adhijayate, ஆத்மாவை புத்திரநாமாசி சஜீவ சரதசதம் அஷ்மாபவ பரஷுர்பவ ஹிரண்யம் அஸ்திருதம் பவ அங்காதங்காத் சம்பவசி ஓ சைல்ட் யூ ஹவ் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி லிம்ப் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் எவ்ரி அங்கம் எவ்ரி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் மை ஓன் ஃப்ளஷ் அண்ட் பிளட் தட் ஹேஸ் இன் த வூம் தட் ஹேஸ் இன் டு த வூம் ஆஃப் தி மதர் ஹிருதயாத் அதிஜாயசே யூ ஆர் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் மை ஹார்ட்ஃபுல் டிசைர் மை ஹோல் ஹார்ட்டட் டிசைர் யூ ஆர் பார்ன் ஸோ யூ ஆர் ஆத்மாவை புத்திரநாமாசி யூ ஆர் நன் அதர் தேன் மை செல்ஃப் ஹூ இஸ் ரீபார்ன் ஆஸ் த சைல்டு சர்வைவ் பை திஸ் சைல்டு அண்ட் சஜீவ சரதசதம் யூ லிவ் லாங் யூ லிவ் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் இயர்ஸ் வென் தர் இஸ் அ ஹார்ட்ஃபுல் ப்ரேயர் ஃப்ரம் த ஃபாதர் த விஷ் வில் கம் ட்ரூ த ஃபாதர் வில் பிரீத் இன் டு த நாஸ்ட்ரல் ஆஃப் த பேபி ஆஸ் இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் திஸ் பிராணா டு த சைல்டு ஸோ டியூரிங் திஸ் ஜாதகர்மா தி ஃபாதர் வில் பிரீத் இன் டு த நாஸ்ட்ரல் ஆஃப் த சைல்டு ஆஸ் இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங் பிராணா டு த சைல்டு அண்ட் ஆல் அதர் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் எல்டர்ஸ் பிராமணாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் தேர் Vedic Brahmanas around, they will also breathe into the nostrils of the child. This may all, they may not be followed these days, but at least according to the Shastras, these are all done at these old days, they should have done. And Ashma Bhava, be strong like a stone. You should be so stable, without any vacillation, like a stone. Parashur Bhava, be sharp like an axe. Or you must destroy your internal enemies like an axe. All internal Kama Krodhas, காம ஏஷ க்ரோத ஏஷ ரஜோகுண சமுத்பவ மகாசனோ மகா பாப்மாம் வித்யேன மிக வைரினம் ஸோ ஆல் திஸ் காம க்ரோதாஸ் யூ ஷுட் டிஸ்ட்ராய் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் தென் ஹிரண்யம் அஸ்திருதம் பவ மே யூ ஷைன் லைக் பியூர் கோல்ட் திஸ் இஸ் த ப்ரேயர் ஆஃப் த ஃபாதர் கீப்பிங் த சைல்ட் ஆன் ஹிஸ் லேப் இம்மிடியட்லி ஆஃப்டர் பர்த் லுக் அட் ஹவு மச் ஹவு தி ப்ரேயர் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் And there are prayers for Medha, Prajnam, Yashaha, Ayuhu, Arogyancha. Medhanta Deva Savita, Medhanta Devi Saraswati, Medhanta Ashvinau Deva Vadattam Pushkara Srajam, Tvayi Medham, Tvayi Prajam, Tvayi Agnisteju Dadatu, Tvayi Medham, Tvayi Prajam, Tvayi Indra Indriyan Dadatu, Tvayi Medham, Tvayi Prajam, Tvayi Suryo Brajo Dadatu. So, He is asking for Medha Shakti, the ability to grasp. As the child grows, it will grasp all these nice things and also will be able to retain. So he will pray to the Surya Devata, Indra, all the Devatas to give the Medha Shakti to that child. Then the child is fed with a particular type of food, that is ghee, honey and yogurt with a gold spoon. If gold spoon is not there, normally they dip the gold ring into that and then, you know, put it on the tongue of the child. So, gold has lot of powers for health. That is what according to our Ayurveda, there is, you know, Swarna Basmam. All those things, they give all that thing with lot of medicinal value for good health. Ghee and honey, they are supposed to be good for hysteria, epilepsy, digestion, liver problems. So, these are all given in the Ayurveda. So, they use this kind of a mixture to give it to the child. And along with this feeding, the Pranava and Vyakriti, Pranava Om and Vyakriti, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha and Gayatri, they are chanted during feeding. It is not just mechanically fed. Chanting these mantras, it is fed since the child has to study Veda later. So, the first feeding itself, when they do it, they recite these mantras. So, introduce the Vedic thought and the faith in the Veda to the child right at birth. So, it develops the affinity because of the environment. So, Vedic food is given immediately after birth. Then the father utters in the ears of the child, Vedosi, Vedaha Asi, you are Veda itself. That is what the father tells in the right ear of the child. Then several other mantras are recited. The child is left in the lap of the mother. And then for leaving the child in the lap of the mother, there are mantras. And the child is fed at the right breast of the mother. The first feeding is done at the right breast of the mother. For that there is a mantra. And the child is given then a secret name based on the star, the nakshatra, in which the child is born. For example, the child is born in the nakshatra like Ashwini. Then they will call the child Ashwini Kumara. Known only to this name will be known only to the parents. Because those days it is believed that many evil actions, abhicharikas, evil actions may be done based on the nakshatra of a child. Once they know the nakshatra of the child and the name, they will use some of those things for making some negative influence on the child. And so it is whispered only in the ear. It is not known to anybody else, known to the father and whispered into the ear of the child. So many other things are there, not only for the welfare of the child, but to the parents also. So many prayers are done. And what are the benefits of this the particular karma? Rinam asmin sannayati amrutatvancha gachati pita putrasya jatasya pashyechet jivato mukham. Jatasya putrasya jivataha pashyechet mukham. If the father looks at the face of the newborn baby, amrutatvancha gachati, he gets immortality. Figuratively, immortality means what? I am living in the form of my child. Atmave putranamasi. I am living now in the form of my child. That means I have no death. It is in the form of my child I am reborn. And when the grandson is born, he is born in the form of his father. That is how it continues. And then only the umbilical cord is cut. All these things are done before cutting the cord. After this only umbilical and then we may have a question, why should the umbilical cord be cut only after this? There is also a reason for that. The father will get this asaucham the moment the navel cord is cut. The child is supposed to be completely born only when this is severed. Till this is severed, the child is not supposed to be completely born yet. If done before, then what happens? The father will have asaucham. Then he cannot perform the puja because he has got asaucham. He has got impurity. He cannot do that. He cannot do the jada karma. He has to do only on the 11th day. So, because for 10 days, they observe this impurity days, asaucham days. So, if he has to do it immediately after birth, then the cord should not be cut. He has to do all these things, do all these prayers, and then one should be cut. Or for any other reason, for example, if the birth is not a natural birth, it's a cesarean, then also it can be done only on the 11th day. It cannot be done on that day. Then the child is left on the lap of the mother and allowed to suckle the right breast of the mother. And even for that, there is the invocation of Devi Saraswati's breast on the breast of the mother, so that the milk that is coming will be jnanapootham. See, our tradition always emphasized only on jnanam, knowledge only. All other things are secondary. So the milk that is taken by the child should be filled with jnanam, the element of jnanam, knowledge. So with the jnanam of Saraswati, who is the goddess of wisdom, Adi Shankaracharya, he said in Saundarya Lahari, that is a shloka 75, Tavastanya manye dharanidara kanye hridayataha payaha paravaraha parivahati saraswatamiva dayavatya dattam dravida shishuhu aswadya tavayate kavinam praudanam ajati kamaniyaha kavayita. Shankaracharya, he praises the breast of the mother where she gives the milk of jnanam, knowledge, to whom? Jnana sambandha, the dravida shishuhu, the virsu aswadya. He took the milk from the mother and kavinam praudanam kamaniyaha kavayita ajati. He becomes the greatest jnani and the poet. And oh mother, I also want to have the same milk from you. Here every father wants his child to have the same milk from Saraswati. That is how the prayer is done, to invoke Goddess Saraswati on the right breast of the mother when she feeds the child for the first time. And the child is fed at the right breast of the mother with the following. There are a lot of mantras. Best food for the child. It is accepted for all. You know, is the mother's milk. From the Ayurvedic angle, medical angle, psychological angle, security, love for the child at time of suckling. So that all have got great effect. So even the process of feeding the child, that is also made spiritual through this practice. So that is being done. And then after that, then the last item of the Jata Karma is the prayer to the earth, Mother Earth. That is a prayer to Mother Earth. That is also part of this karma. Because this child is going to walk on you. The father addresses the mother earth. This child is going to walk on you, fall on you, kick you. But do not hurt the child and don't make the child cry. Look at the prayer of the father. Then there are prayaschittam for twin children. If two children are born, there are prayaschittam for that. And some more prayers, so many things are all there. For this is for the jata karma. So immediately after the birth of the child, they distribute gifts, so many other things are done. So they are all depending on how much the father is able to afford and all that thing. But this, they are all lot of symbolic things. But these are the essence of the jata karma ritual. Then the fifth samskara is called namakarana. Namakarana means giving the new name for the child. Already only secret name is given. For the child only a secret name was given earlier, because based on the nakshatra. So vyavahararthya, there is a name, supposed to be twofold actually. One is the deva vyavaharam. See, there are the vyavahararthyam, for the practical utility, we give a name for the child. And there also, there are two types of practical utility. One is for the deva vyavaharas, for deva's files, because the deva has to, they have got this name in their file. Okay, all the good and bad deeds done by this person, they are all entered into that file. So for the deva's file, for all the punya and papa, since it varies from janma to janma, a noble Sanskrit name is given, mostly in our custom. And there are rules also for giving these names. Male names will have even letters. Female names will have odd letters. And the rules for suffixes, all these things are all given in the Shastras. There are nothing is arbitrary. For example, based on the month of birth, they will give a name, Shravana Masam, they will give Shravan Kumar. And based on the Kula Devata, somebody may have Kula Devata of some Devata, they give the name of that Devata. And based on the Rishis, they may have some particular Gotra, Kashyapa Gotra, Bharadvaja Gotra, they will call him Bharadvaj, Kashyap, they call all that. And also should be based on what the father expects. Father wants a child who is very beautiful, Sundaram. He should be very rich, Kubera, Meenakshi for a girl. Meenam iva akshini esesaha, the one who is so beautiful with eyes like the fish. So Meenakshi. And not used casually, used only after Upanayana. This name, it cannot be casually used. Only after Upanayana it is used. For example, when they recite Abhivadiya mantras to tell who he is, to when he wants to do namaskaram to others, he describes which lineage he comes from and all that, gotra and everything. At that time, he uses this Sharma, the whatever name his name is, this is the name that he will use. And then this is one type of application. And the other application is loka vivaharartham, for the sake of transaction in the day-to-day world. This is a popular name. So according to Varna, there are also rules for giving those names. According to the Varna, proper suffix to be used for the name. For example, if it's a Brahmin child, then they will use the suffix Sharma. Sharma stands for Ananda, actually. And if it is a Kshatriya child, they will use the suffix Varma. And for example, this is very common. For example, if you take many of the kings in Kerala, they will all have the Varma as a suffix. It's an armor to the society. And if it's a Vaishya child, then Gupta will be the suffix. Lot of secrets, perhaps in business. So they give the Gupta means, whatever is, secret will be done. So this is Gupta will be the thing. And if it is a Shudra child, it's called Dasa. The Dasa means the one who is helpful to others, who serves others and that kind of thing. And later, there are Dikshitaha, one who takes the Diksha for performing an Yajna. So he will have a suffix like Dikshitaha. A Shastri, one who has studied the Shastras. And these titles, they are all added based on the Yogyata, the qualification of a person. So there are rules for all of that. So these are all various rules for doing the Namakarana, to name the child. Namakarana is another important ritual done on the for this child. And the next samskara is called Annaprashana, giving the first food to the child, solid food. But before this is done, there is another samskara that is called Nishkramana. Nishkramana, it is not included in the 41 major samskaras, but for the sake of, for our information, I am giving this. This is called the first outing to be done in the third month. We bring the child out only in the third month, according to Shastras, not at the, Here, of course, the third day itself they take it, but normally we take the third month. The child is taken out with Vedic chanting the first time on an auspicious day and allow the child to see the sun and later the moon. So, Surya Chandra Darshanam is done. The child is taken to a decorated place with Rangoli, all that thing, you know, swastik mark, all that thing. And the father sits and keeps the child on the lap and shows the sun and the moon. Done in the third and the fourth month. And now why that time? The evening for the evil forces are supposed to be more in the night. And so the child should develop some strength. So you expose the child to that environment so that the child will be able to deal with those kinds of environment later. Surya, Chandra, they are introduced as Vishwarupa. There is a mantra. Trayambakam Vijayamage Sugandhi Pushti Vardhana mantra is recited for longevity of the child. And this is done only by some people and not in the main list of 41 samskaras that I mentioned earlier. But as a side, I just wanted to give this information. And the sixth samskara is called Annaprashanam. First feeding of the child, the solid food. And then stopping the breast milk. Once Annaprashanam is done, stopping the breast milk and giving solid food. And Sushruta, I mentioned this name earlier. Sushruta is the Ayurvedic doctor. So he is expert. After 6 months, says it's good. He says, the teeth also slowly forms for the child from that period. So time for this is the 6th month for boy, that is even month, and 7th month for the girl, for odd month. And the child is fed actually the following items, ghee, honey, yogurt, and rice mixed with without salt and chili, among with and fed with the recitation of Pranava, Omkara, Vyahriti, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Subaha, that is chanted. And a special prayer to all the plants, the Oshadis and water. So that all diseases from insecticides, pesticides, all those things should not hurt the child. Of course, they all have to be purified before they are fed. But prayers are given indeed to take care of those things also. And there is a special prayer to Apdevata. Apdevata means water devata. Because water is an essential ingredient for all, you know, sustenance, survival. So special prayer is given when water is fed to the child. So if we care our food and water in the earlier 25 years, then the next 75 years will be without any problem. So that is how the discipline should be. So first 25 years, we have to be extremely careful. And right from birth, this practice discipline is brought to the child. And at this time alone, the child's vasanas are getting developed. All these raga dveshas, likes and dislikes, they all get developed at this time. So the aptitude of the child can be found. For example, whether the child is interested in painting, or arts, or instruments, or tools. You know, here we call it motor skills, right? So how to find out what is the taste of the child? So keep all these things in front of the child and assess the interest of the child. So they are all done at this time. So even though this is done at the 5th month, it is done during Upanayanam also. There is another ritual called Kumara Bhojanam during Upanayanam. We are going to talk about it when we talk about the Upanayana Samskara later. So this is essentially to gauge the interest of the child. And the 7th, this is Annaprashanam. And the 7th samskara is called Chuda Karma or Chaulam. Tonsures. Shave the head of the child. The hair of the child. Now, shaving off the hair and keeping the tuft. That is, keeping the shika. The complete shaving is never allowed. There is a time also that is prescribed. But there are options given. For example, Snanam Panjavidam Proktam. Prokshana snanam, darshana snanam, so otherwise, you know, you don't have to just give the full snanam, you can just only sprinkle water, prokshana. Or you can just see the water, darshana snanam. Or you can just recite Ganga, Ganga, wherever it is, wherever you are, you recite the name of Ganga. So these are all like equivalent to snanam. All options are given depending on one's own circumstances. Not that there are all allowances, you can use it all the time. If you can take a bath, it is good. If they cannot, for whatever reason, all these options are also given. They are prescribed in the third year of the child. So the time for doing this Chuda Karma is the third year of the child. And symbolically, at that time, our hair, the hair supposed to symbolize the ragadveshas. Ragadveshas, the sins actually. And why the hair and not other organs? Because our sins are countless. As the number of hairs, so many. So it is countless number of sins. But the child has not done any sin yet. This is the number of sins accumulated over several janmas. So that is countless. So, anadya vidya vasanaya, jagrat, swapna, sushupti, pashu, pakshi, mrigadi, yonishu, jnanadaha, sakritkritanam, ajnanadaha, asakritkritanam, jnanadaha, ajnanadaha, chakritanam, sthirakala, abhyasthanam, nirantara, abhyasthanam, navavidhanam, bahunam, bahuvidhanam, all these descriptions for Papa. He have done the sins in all these ways, in which we are all expert perhaps in doing that. That is why they listed the entire thing. These are not just only in this janma, in so many janmas earlier. So to indicate the number of sins, hair is taken. And shaving off hair symbolizes removal of sins. So Kathopanishad, actually there is a beautiful sloka there. Atmanaha shariram viddhi. Shariram rathamevacha. Buddhim tu saratim viddhi. Manaha pragrahamevacha. So, Atmanam, Shariram. So, the whole body is considered to be a chariot. And the chariot requires a cover, a roof. So, symbolized by the tuft, Shikha. So, as the roof protects the person and the chariot, the hair, the tuft protects the body. And by Ayurveda, Shushruta, the Ayurvedic doctor, he says, Mastaka abhyantaraha upatishtat shira sandhi sannipadaha. Mastaka abhyantaraha, within the head, upatishtat, on the top portion of the head, sannipadaha. There is a junction, shira sandhi, the blood vessels, and sandhi, the vital part, marmasthanam. So they are all there on the top of the head. And just below that, roma avartaha, hair, the eddies. So, Adipatihi means the Lord of life, where the life is stored. And if that place is damaged, it will hurt the life of the person, take away the life of the person. So, Sadhya Satrati Sadhya Maranam. So, death immediately takes place if that place is hurt. So, all this protection, you know, that's why the helmet and all that thing, you know, they have got to protect the head. So, Shikha acts like a helmet. Because that particular position is supposed to be very sensitive, and if that place is hurt, it will affect the life of a person. And from the Shastra standpoint also, Shikha is necessary for many rituals. Shikha means a tuft. Requires for many rituals, like Yajnopavitam. It's an angam, it's an organ required. So it has yogyata to do rituals. Only when the Shikha is there, a person is qualified to do rituals. So, Shikha Rahitam Karma Nishpalam. If a person does karma without Shikha, it is considered to be Nishpalam, that karma will not bring him the results that he wants. And what are the contexts here? There are two contexts. There is this Anganyasa and Karanyasa. So, in all these rituals, this Anganyasa, Karanyasa is done Shikhaye Vashate, which is part of the any puja or japa. This is done. So, for that you need the Shikha. That is, when you say Shikhaye Vashate, you touch that. And after the second, the context is, after the snana, when everybody takes bath every day, there will be water in the Shikha. When you take bath, there will be water left in the Shikha, for those people who have Shikha. And this water is called the Shikodaka. So the water that is there in the Shikha is called the Shikodaka. And immediately after the bath, that person is supposed to take that water and offer it to the Pitrus. So this is a Nitya Karma mantra. Every day when they take bath, actually people who might have seen some traditional people taking bath in rivers and all, they might have perhaps observed this, elderly people. So when the Shikha water is there, they will take it and sprinkle it outside. And there is a Nitya Karma. Every day when they take bath, they are supposed to do it. And what for it is done? Latha Vrikshesu Gulmeshu Vartante Pitaro Mama. All my Pitris, all my ancestors, they are there in various places, in all the plants, in all the creepers, they are all there. So, Tesham Abhyayanarthantu for their welfare, for their growth, idam astu shikodakam. Let this shikodakam, let the water from my hair, from my shika, let this be offered to them. So that water belongs to the pitrus, to the ancestors. So when we take bath every day, the shika water is supposed to be given to them as an offering to them. And also another reason is, during Chuda Karma, during this tonsuring ceremony, the pitrus, they are supposed to come. As in the case of Jada Karma, we mentioned at the time of birth, all these, the pitrus come. So here also, during the karma, during Chuda Karma, all these pitrus, they come, so that they will be happy, that they will receive Shikodakam daily. Because when the Chuda Karma is done, the tuft is now, you know, kept for the child. And when the child takes bath, he will give the Shikodakam, the water from the tuft, to the pitrus, so they are happy that they will be receiving it. And similarly, in addition to the Shikodakam, there is also this Vastrodakam. That should be also offered. That is, at least a minimum Vastram should be there on the body. One cannot take bath naked at all. We should have at least some Vastram on the body, because naked bath is not allowed. Surya Namaskaram, it says, Na Vivatana Snayate, Vivatanaha Nasyate. So, should not take bath without any Vastram, without any garment on the body. So, this is because Vastra Nishpitanam, the wringing of the Vastras. After taking bath, you take the Vastra and you throw the water away by wringing it. When I do that, let that water be offered to those fathers who do not have a child. Look at this samskara. First Shikodakam is for my own ancestors, and this water is for those people who don't have a child. There is no child for them to offer the Shikodakam. So for such people, let this water be given to them. So they don't get Shraddham or any other thing at all, because there is nobody to perform for them. For those people also, so this is also called, Manushya Yajna. You have to be sensitive to not only to your own immediate people, but everybody around. So every day you think, I offer this water, so let this water go to them. So here, let this water mean not this water itself, the thought. And here in this context, the Shikodakam is important, and under no condition, complete tonsure is allowed, even in Tirupati. I mean, that's what Shastras say. So people give all this, that's a different thing. But even in Tirupati, wherever you go, one cannot give the entire hair, the tough portion should be left. And for some reason, if Shika has to be removed, due to, let us say, disease was there, or there is a Raja Shiksha, because they may get into some problem, they are, the government might want to shave off his head, we don't know what, all kinds of tortures are. So this person, whenever happens, even then he is supposed to keep a darpa grass on his ears as a substitute. If removed, the forefathers, they become disappointed. If the shika is removed, the forefathers become disappointed. So at least they will keep some darba grass on the ears when they take bath, and after that they will sprinkle it and throw it away. And it can be removed only for a sannyasi. The shika can be removed only for a sannyasi through another ritual. Not just like that can be removed, through another ritual. It's called Ashtashraddhas. They have to perform. 8 different types of Shraddhas have to be performed. The forefathers all have to be propitiated. And then he should plead to them, I am going to remove the Shikha with the initiation of my Guru. There are a lot of mantras chanted, and then only that tuft is removed. So Shikha, which is done during the Chuda Karma, that is very, very important. I mean, even though this is to be done at the third year, those days it is also done during the Upanayana. If it is not done in the third day, in the third year, it can be done during Upanayanam also. So people for some reason, this Chuda Karma is not performed by many people these days. Some Vaidika families, they do, but many don't do. But they do it as part of the Upanayanam ceremony, threading ceremony. And then the person who removes the hair, look at the details of the samskara. There is a prayer to the barber. The person who removes the hair, there is a prayer to him. There is a prayer to the knife. And it's removed from side by side. For example, first to front side with a mantra, right side with another mantra, left side with another mantra. And how to dispose of the hair. There are mantras for that also. The barber is supposed to be the representative of Surya Devata, who does the tonsure of Devas. He is the Devas barber, the Surya Devata. And for Agni, Varuna, Indra, for all those people, he is a barber. Why? He gives effulgence to them. Thoroughly shaven head is supposed to give effulgence. So father prays to this barber, you are like Surya Devata. Then the hot and cold waters have to be mixed for the child to take bath. And there are mantras for mixing the water. Apa undantu jivase dirgayitvaya varchase ushnotakam, hot water. That alone must be mixed with the shidotakam, cold water, not the other way. You got to mix the hot water only with the cold water. From Ayurveda point of view, only this way of mixing is allowed. For what? Let the baby will have long life. Dirgayitvaya varchase. And then there is a prayer to the knife. You are very shiny. You are sharp. You are going to add beauty, effulgence to my child. Please do not harm my child. There are mantras for all this. Then cutting starts on all the sides. There is the eastern side a mantra, southern side, western side, northern side of the head. And along with the hair, they keep some darba grass and keeping a porcupine quail along with the knife. They do the cutting. And why keep all those things? The darba grass is supposed to stand for purity, inner purity. Impurity means inner purity. The porcupine quail is supposed to symbolically represent sharpness, alertness in the child. And for each side, eastern side, there is a prayer for health. And the southern side, prayer for fame for the child as the child grows. Western side, longevity, long life. And the northern side, intelligence of the child. So for each time, each side when the barber cuts, there is a prayer chanted. Then the cut hair is mixed with cow dung and buried under a Udumbara tree or thrown far away. According to these Abhicharika Shastras, black magic. Abhicharika means black magic. They use normally the hair or nail of a person to cast some spell and all that on them. So they will chant some mantra to harm the individual. So it's true from the hygienic point of view also. They throw away this hair, disposed of hair, mixing with dung, bury it or throw it somewhere. And snanam is done afterwards. Child is given a bath. The child is supposed to be purer after all these rituals. Lot of internal, purer means what? All internal impurities. They are supposed to be gone after these rituals. And the next karma is the upanayana karma. Upanayana karma, now we have done up to the chuda karma. Then the next karma is upanayana karma. And before that karma, there are some incidental karmas are also done. Practiced by some people, not by everybody. Some people practice. So for the sake of our information, I will tell. One is called Karnaveda. That is to pierce the ear. Piercing the ears and having an ear ring. Both for boy and girl. It is done for both the children. So purpose from the Ayurveda point of view, it is supposed to be very, very important for the health. Sushruta again says, the sun's rays is supposed to pass through the ear holes. When the metal is used, it removes diseases like hernia, hydrocel. All those kinds of diseases are supposed to be removed. These are what the Shastra says. Don't ask me medically whether I know anything, any case study is done. Don't ask me all those questions. This is what Shastra says. And also special nerve centers, this acupuncture, between the eyebrows, temple, there are places like that. And they are activated. To cool the nerve centers, we apply sandal paste, kumkumam, all those things we apply to cool those centers. And the other one is what? There is a vidyarambam, that is another ritual. Vidyarambam or aksharabhyasa. Initiating the child into alphabets. That is done after chuda karma, chavalam. And before Upanayana, after 3 years and before the 5th or 8th year. So this is Aksharabhyasam is done. And the tradition is what? They take rice or wheat and with a gold pen or a gold ring or something like that, the child is initiated to write. The child is initiated to write on that thing. After prayer to so many devatas, that rice is then cooked and given to the child so that the blessings of these deities are with that child. So during the ceremony, they will pray to all the devatas and write with the child, for the child to write on that and cook that rice and give it to the child. The six blessings from all the elders, the brahmanas, devatas, all the grahas, navagrahas and all that, they are all, who are all in the auspicious position, so that for all the samskaras, prayers to all these people, all these grahas, and everything is done. And with this, the pre-samskaras before Upanayanam, they are all completed. So there are prenatal samskaras and postnatal samskaras, they are completed. Now, the next most important samskara is Upanayanam. Upanayanam is a very, very important samskara. For all the three varnas, it is there. And three varnas means the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas. And shudras have no samskara. Why? Who do not do samskaras went out of tradition, they are called shudras. Shudra is not a separate caste. Those people who do not do samskaras and went out of their tradition, they are called shudras. So, yata pita tata putraha. If the father followed the samskara, child also follows. If the child doesn't follow, father doesn't follow. So, they left the samskara. And those who left the samskara, they automatically become shudras. So, for the brahmanas, then ashtavarsham brahmanam upanayita. The 8th year, the garbhashtama, including the 10 months of garbhavasam, being in the womb of the mother, the 8th year is supposed to be good for upanayana. So, from conception onwards, 8th year. So, vasanta ritu, the spring season is supposed to be ideal, April to June months, that is supposed to be ideal for the upanayanam of brahmana child. And for a kshatriya child, the 11th year from garbha ekadasha, that is called garbha ashtamam, 8th year from conception, this is 11th year from conception, the grishma ritu, the summer season, that is June, mid-June to August and all that, that time is considered to be good for the kshatriya child. And for a vaishya child, 12th year, sharad ritu, the autumnal season, September-October time frame, is supposed to be good for doing the upanayana samskara for a vaishya child. And we can also ask why these differences are there, different timings. For example, for a brahmana child, the very function of a brahmana is Veda patanam and Veda patanam. Not only study of Vedas, but also to teach Vedas. So, need not study any other science. They don't have to know physics, mathematics or any of those. They learn Vedas and teach Vedas. They concentrate only on the Veda Dharma. And they have to study a lot because so much is there in the Shastras. And they are the protectors of the Shastra tradition. So, there is Ganam, Vyakaranam, you know, Mimamsa. So many things are there. People have to learn so many things. And that is why they start earlier. And for a Kshatriya child and a Vaishya child, the function is not to protect the Shastras, but to know that much for their purpose of maintaining the Dharma. So, they have additional studies. For example, a Kshatriya, he has to do all the Arthashastras, economics, Dhanurvidya, all those things they have to learn to protect the state, statesmanship. And Vaishya child has to study commerce, business, economics. So, both need not study the entire Shastra, but they need to only know as much to follow Dharma in their respective disciplines. And the Ritu, the time when it is done, that also there is difference between. Now, for the Brahmana, Vasanta Ritu is given as the time for doing Upanayanam, because Vasanta Ritu is supposed to be a mild weather condition, the very sensitive, this thing, flowers, they bloom, all those things, there is peace. So, kept for Brahmanas, they are also supposed to be mild. They are not supposed to be agitated, they are not supposed to be aggressive, reactive, all that. So, for them, that time is given. And for a Kshatriya, Grishma Ritu is given, it's a hot, active period. So, they have to fight wars, they have to be active to run the state and the country. Lot of action is needed, so that time is given. And for Vaishya, Sharad Ritu is given, it stands for prosperity after the rainy season, plentiful, so much of growth. And in addition, other things like the various planets, grahas and all, they were also taken into account in deciding what time this Upanayana Samskara has to be done. And Upanayanam is considered to be entry into the second birth. The person is supposed to have the second birth. He will become a dvijaha. Dve janmani yasya saha dvijaha. One who has got two janmas, two births. All these three are called the brahmanas, vaishyas, kshatriyas, all these people, they are called dvijas. And what is meant by the second life now, second janma? Till Upanayanam, only the physical personality alone was taken care of, and not the inner personality at all. It was not manifest. Sukshma Shariram, the mind, the intellect, the individuality, etc., they did not develop. More like an animal life only. What the food they were taking, the sleep food and sleep mostly, no awareness of family, community, society, one's duties, none of those were known. And here onwards, after the Upanayana Samskara, this changes. The 6th and 7th year onwards, the mind, the intellect, they develop from an animal stage to a natural stage to a human stage. Self-awareness comes. And if you don't control this personality at this time of the birth of a person and orient them in the right direction, for example, like a plant, the plant being, it naturally orients itself to the right direction of sunlight. So once the mind and intellect, they get hardened, it cannot be molded. So we have to bring this practice right at this time. So Upanayanam is a samskara meant to mold the personality to become a responsible human being. From a prakrita purushaha, natural person, to a samskrita purushaha, a refined individual. So proper emotional personality should be cultivated. Raga, dvesha, arrogance, they all should be overcome. Values should be imbibed at young age itself, if possible. So even if the child may not follow for some time, what is sown will not go waste. The child will realize the value after some time. Satyam vada, dharmam chara. If they are all taught from that standpoint of the mind, from the emotion, from the attitude, the child will be able to listen, follow them later. Then the intellect has to be developed also. The right type of knowledge. Viveka must be given, the discriminative knowledge. Otherwise, perverted ideas will come. Today we have got a lot of young minds. They are all so intelligent, they can hack any computer. Look at the intelligence, all pervert. See, they can all be used for so many constructive purposes, but they use it for all these other purposes. And physical discipline also. Up till now, the child was the pet of the parents. Now want no more. So Upanayanam is only a symbolic thing to the of the entry of the child from an irresponsible, indisciplined, animal-like, natural kind of a child to a responsible, disciplined, man-like personality. Then as a human being, I have understood only my physical personality. I have to become a member of the family. Then a social, a communal, a national personality I should develop. So I should know how to conduct myself. Otherwise, I'll be a misfit in the society. Ill-treatment of the husband. Many times, husbands will treat, you know, many times the wives will treat by them. They are all selves of this. Selfish nature. They don't understand. Wife also seeks the same purusharthas like me. That awareness, that sensitivity is not there. He may know the composition of the atom, but he doesn't know his own family. Should know varna dharmas, ashrama dharmas, duties of various ashramas. No ill-treatment of any classes. All those things should be known. Then not only the responsibility to society, but also the awareness that I have got a duty to myself. My purushartha also should be fulfilled. This is kushala anna pramaditavyam. The Upanishad says, one's own welfare I should take care. I should become sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha if I want to become an eligible person to get moksha. Otherwise people lived a full professional life, social life, etc., but have not prepared themselves to a full spiritual life at all. And realize later, when they are 80 and 90, what a waste of life was it all these years. So our system is such that one simultaneously does the duties of the society, and in the process, I am also growing up. So society and individual are taken into account together. Otherwise, the extremes will happen. Either he is a very selfish person and ignore the society, ignore the duty to a family and others. And second, they would have everything else, but spiritual personality will be lacking. So both people, they are only fails from the standpoint of view of moksha. So what type of life? Duty to the family, etc., and duty to myself. And how to do that and all, they are all given in details when in the various concepts why this Upanayana Samskara is pursued. So the entering that life is indicated by the Upanayana Samskara. That is, two mangoes at the same time with one stone. That type of life is start in the brahmacharya stage, brahmacharya ashrama. Duty to myself, duty to society, both are taught. And by entering into the upanayana samskara, by getting the upanayanam, and then starting the study in the gurukulam. So, details of that thing we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha, tasya prakritirinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha, Sri Krishna atmanamastu narayana.